your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mbakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 8:49 on the Saturday edition of Weekend Breakfast. We maintain our focus on what's happening in the arts and, just bring you some sort of wholesome family programming as we give you some ideas on, what you can do with friends, family, as entertainment. And right now we're talking about the Joburg Theatre in partnership with the Joburg Zoo as well as City Power, incidentally, bringing the fourth annual Festival of Lights. They kick things off on the 25th of November, but of course giving us the details on what you can expect to enjoy and indulge in when you go through to the Festival of Lights is Lindiwe Legasapa, who's producer of the festival. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast, Lindiwe. Such a pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, Rufilo. How are you?
I'm exceedingly well. Nothing to complain about whatsoever. I trust you are too.
I am. Thank you very much.
Talk to us about the Festival of Lights, its fourth iteration. What is it? What can people expect to see when they come through?
Well, Festival of Lights is basically entertainment within the city during the festive season. We are encouraging the patrons in Joburg to stay in the city and not leave us all alone.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're trying to, entertain those that have no intention of leaving the city, just to have something on in a secure space and in a space where everyone can be provided for. You know, it's a family entertainment. And you can bring the whole family, abogog or the grannies and the little ones can also come. So, it's just basically entertainment within the city during the festive season.
And, of course, visitors stroll along walkways lit up by various installations, right? Whether it's illuminated life-size animal characters. And there'll be some live entertainment as well. Just talk to us about those installations and designing them. Where can they be found? And just the logistics of putting something together, putting something like this together. Because, of course, load shedding, amongst other things, is a reality.
Load shedding has become our second pandemic.
Big time.
it's really hindering us. But we're trying by all means to make sure that we are on schedule with everything that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like you've alluded to, the fact that it's big life-size, some of them not even life-size, like bigger than life-size, structures that are basically light up with LED lights. So they also consume very little electricity. We're trying to save here, okay?
Sure.
and also, this year we've got some really nice additions, one of them being the biggest lion you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big structure of a lion that we've put up. We've got a big structure of Santa. We've realized kids love Santa.
Mm-hmm.
So we've put that up. And our tunnel, Rufilo, if you've been to the Festival of Lights, we've got this lit up tunnel.
Yeah.
It is now much longer. It's about 12 meters long now. So, the audiences and the public can look forward to seeing more than the structures that they've seen previously. And those that are coming for the first time can also look forward to the art and craft market, night market,
mm-hmm.
a food stall, different food stalls that you can even think about. A lot of entertainment. We've got mascots walking around taking pictures. This year we've also brought in an element of a fire act.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this amazing guy that does all sorts of tricks with fire. So we've just made sure that you've got everything in one place. And the live entertainment, we kicked it off with Joburg Ballet, everyone's favorite, and as well as Bongi Archie, who's also performing on our stage.
Yeah.
And we continue to have more each program that changes. We're bringing back Tribangi Dance Theatre, which brings us that Bollywood feel.
Yeah.
We're bringing back Mzansi Youth Choir with the carols. We're bringing in the Youth Orchestra from Soweto, MTP. We're bringing in so many different elements of entertainment that we've made sure that we cater for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, the Johannesburg Zoo, the Joburg Zoo at night, knowing that, you know, you're walking among, well, not necessarily, not exactly amongst, but, you know, animals in close proximity is just such a magical feeling. The installations are always beautiful and the live entertainment is absolutely fabulous. So, yeah, I think people are definitely in for a treat. They're definitely in for a treat. Now, the program runs for quite a while. I mean, you truly are catering to people that have decided to go nowhere over the festive period. You launched last week. You launched on the 25th. In fact, how did the launch go?
We actually didn't launch, thanks to the weather.
Oh, no.
On the day that we're supposed to launch.
Yeah.
And it continued to rain over the weekend, but we did kick it off on Tuesday.
Yeah,
I think that is the only hindrance, really, when it really it rains quite bad, we're not able to continue. But this year we've brought in some umbrellas just to make sure that our audience, you know, if it's just drizzling, then we can continue with the program.
Okay, fantastic stuff. How long are you running for?
We're running until the 1st of January, mm-hmm. So we are definitely catering for everyone that is staying in and is not going anywhere.
Okay. What are we looking at in terms of entry, in terms of tickets? Do we have to go online to procure these, or can we just rock up and at the door get tickets?
You can rock up at the door. You can definitely do both. You can buy your tickets online on www.jobektheatre.com, or you can rock up at the door. There's plenty of space. You will always find a ticket there. And I do find that because of weather and how the weather patterns have changed, a lot of people do prefer buying at the door, but there is absolutely no problem buying online. If the weather changes, we will communicate in time.
Okay. What can we bring in? Because obviously it's pretty much a sort of al fresco type of event, right? Can we bring in our camping chairs? How do we prepare for the conditions?
Listen, it's a picnic setup. You will do some walking because you need to do see all the lights and everything. But the entertainment area around the bandstand, bring your picnic basket, bring your picnic blanket. No bottles allowed, no cooler boxes allowed, mm-hmm. No alcohol allowed. But for those that consume those, they will be sold. They are sold inside the event. However, everything else, like your camp chair, you need to be comfortable. Bring all of those. Bring the kids. There'll be rides that will open for them to play on.
Okay, fantastic. It sounds like an appointment that one needs to make and just do yourself and your family a favor, weather allowing. Hopefully the summer is not going to be as brutal rain-wise as our previous summer at Lindiwe, and you'll see a lot more foot traffic, right?
Please, let's all pray. We need the rain, but let it rain during the day, and then at night we can have all the fun.
Can it just behave? Ticket prices before I let you go.
Ticket prices for the kids is 85 rands. For the elderly, 60 and up, it's 90 rands. And for adults, it's 165.
All right, fantastic. That's Lindiwe Lekasapa, who is producer of the Festival of Light that is on at the Joburg Zoo.